highlighting the amazing stories from inside the North Clackamas School District. This is the Proud to Be NCSD podcast, hosted by longtime principal and current community relations director, Curtis Long.
The year is 1924 across America, and with television's invention still a few years away, national radio broadcasts are becoming more and more common, offering Americans more choices of entertainment and news as President Calvin Coolidge becomes the first U.S. president to broadcast speeches directly from the White House.
The country needs every ounce of its energy to restore itself.
Meanwhile, across the globe, France hosts the first ever winter and later summer Olympics, welcoming more than 3,000 athletes from 44 nations. Back in our nation, more than half of all cars sold in the United States are the Ford Model T, as more Americans than ever are able to travel freely across the land. And just in case journal writers are getting tired of all their pages blowing out the car window, a unique invention debuts in 1924. It's the spiral notebook. And speaking of precise paragraphs perfected with pointed pencils, what better place to use your pencil and paper than at the brand new school that opened in Milwaukee just in time for the 1924-25 school year? That would be Ardenwald Elementary, which became a school nearly 50 years before North Clackamas even became a school district. Believe it or not, Ardenwald turns 100 years old this year.
What color are you using?
Peach, orange, green.
You use lots of different colors.
Those are the sweet sounds of future kindergartner Francis, who will attend kindergarten this fall in the school beautifully rebuilt in 2009. But while these future families like Francis's heard from current kindergarten teachers during their recent orientation,
and future kindergartners in the room, can you give me like a thumbs up if you're kind of excited, maybe a little nervous, that's okay.
And Principal Rosina Hardy read her newest students a fun story.
Black sheep, what do you see?
I see a goldfish. Look at that.
We let some current Ardenwald All-Stars take over hosting duties on this edition of the Proud to Be NCSD podcast.
Hi, my name is Waylon and I'm in fifth grade.
Hello, my name is Preston and I'm in fourth grade.
My name is Esme and I'm in fourth grade.
Hello, my name is Lena and I'm in fourth grade.
Hi, my name is Serenity and I'm in fifth grade.
As they help celebrate their school centennial by interviewing Ardenwald alumni from the 2000s, the 90s, the 80s, and even further back than that.
Girls were not allowed to wear pants at all, ever. Like, these would be your play clothes that you change into when you got home from school.
Put on your play clothes as we let the present interview the past and celebrate 100 years of one of our school district's most beloved schools.
Happy birthday, Ardenwald!
Next.
And welcome into a very special edition of the Proud to Be NCSD podcast. Extra special today because we're going to try something a little bit different. We are at Ardenwald Elementary today. It is after school at Ardenwald, and Ardenwald is celebrating its 100th birthday this year, 100 years of Ardenwald Elementary School. We're going to do things a little bit differently. I'm going to turn over the podcast to some very eager Ardenwald students who are going to interview some alumni from Ardenwald Elementary School who went here 10 years ago, 20 years ago, maybe 30 years ago or more. We'll find out. Let's meet our interviewers right here. Let's go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hi, my name is Waylon and I'm in fifth grade.
Waylon is in fifth grade.
Hello, my name is Preston and I'm in fourth grade.
Preston, a fourth grader here at Ardenwald.
My name is Esme and I'm in fourth grade.
Esme, fourth grader.
Hello, my name is Lena and I'm in fourth grade.
Okay, Lena in fourth grade.
Hi, my name is Serenity and I'm in fifth grade.
All right, so you heard all your interviewers. We're going to turn the podcast over to them, and they're going to interview some of these alumni who are all here ready to share their stories about growing up in the Ardenwald neighborhood and going to Ardenwald Elementary School. That's coming up right now.
And leading things off on this super centennial celebration of Ardenwald Elementary, fifth grader Serenity proves herself to be quite the polished interviewer as she sits down with Milwaukee resident Rob Campbell, who attended Ardenwald in the late 80s and early 90s. Find out why one of his goals was to become a hardhead brother on the playground, and did he actually get into trouble once for shouting out a familiar phrase from a popular 80s cartoon?
Thundercats! Ho!
Here's Serenity with Ardenwald alum Rob Campbell.
What's your name and when did you go to Ardenwald?
I'm Rob Campbell. I went to Ardenwald from 1985 to 1992, I believe.
What did your classroom look like when you went to Ardenwald?
You know, it was an older building. It was a different building, but it is very hard to remember. And I'm sure if I went into them, you know, if the old building was still here and I went into them, I would not recognize them at all. I barely remember. But I do remember, I will tell you this, I remember the one time we decorated our kindergarten class. We had a fake trip to Hawaii, and I remember that room very distinctly, decorated with all kinds of Hawaiian stuff. We had like a fake plane flight with an in-flight movie and all kinds of Hawaiian treats once we arrived. And I remember that room pretty distinctly, but it was, you know, pretty similar. Elementary schools don't change a whole lot over the years.
Almost all the teachers are doing like a spirit week kind of, and today is like dress up like you're going to Hawaii. So that's
awesome.
Funny.
That's fun. That's really fun.
What subjects did you like the most or least?
That's a good question. I was in a group. I don't know if they still have TAG, Talented and Gifted. There was this group where you could go off during a school day. You'd have a little separate group, and we all, you know, we weren't the smart kids. We were the creative types. So we got kind of selected to go do these projects separately. I remember making some, like, make a device out of Legos, and we made like an automatic fly swatter. It didn't work very good at killing flies, but
yeah,
that was a really fun class. I remember really enjoying that.
It sounds really fun.
Yeah.
Did you have assemblies or school spirit days? What were they like?
We did. We had assemblies. I remember, you know, I was big in singing. I remember when we had like performances. I remember those pretty well. And I would sometimes get a solo. And yeah, my son, he was at Ardenwald more recently, and he did not inherit my desire to do solos. He did not like performing in front of people. So yeah, I remember those. And yeah, assemblies were always fun. There was one, and you might find this on YouTube. There was a traveling like educational show called Professor Bodywise that came to our school. It's like these weird puppets. It's like this elaborate set, very like Sesame Street-esque, like colorful costumes. And there was like one lesson about not doing drugs and a lesson about not smoking cigarettes and one about brushing your teeth. There was like all these different characters that came out. If you ever just want something that's kind of weird and kind of cheesy, check out Professor Bodywise.
They kind of do like the puppets in the counselor's room now.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Did you ever bring a lunch from home, and what was in it?
Yeah, my mom liked to make me lunches at home. We were pretty frugal. I think that was the cheaper way to go at the time. Yeah. And I'm sure I had a soft lunchbox. It wasn't like a cool, hard-sided lunchbox with like G.I. Joe or anything on it. I wasn't really into the good cartoons. I only had, again, we were a frugal family, so my mom would always get like these cheap padded, I think they're kind of, they probably kept the cool in. They were probably kind of cooler packs, but they didn't have anything. They weren't branded very specifically.
What was your favorite thing to do on the playground?
There was a lot of soccer at the time. The building was further forward than it is now, so there was a bigger soccer field. And I remember my friends, if you did enough headbutts on the ball, you would become a hardhead brother. That was like the group you wanted to be in. So there's a lot of soccer. Foursquare, we talk, sometimes we did, Foursquare was actually pretty fun. Now I think Gaga Ball has taken over as far as the popular rubber ball game, but we did a lot of that. And then I remember on rainy days there was a covered area that nobody really liked quite as much, and in there all I remember in there was these little climbing wall where you stick metal rods into a wall and use it to climb. That's all I really remember in there.
Mm-hmm. Were there any silly trends or fads when you were here, like slap bracelets or pogs?
Pogs were a little bit later. I think we had a morning group. The PE teacher, Mr. Zamudio, who we called Mr. Z, had a club in the early morning before school for hacky sack, and it was the coolest thing. There was like different kinds. They're also called foot bags, like the technical terms of foot bag. You do all these different tricks. You would learn like the flying clipper. It's like jump up and like you put your foot behind your other leg and you kick it. But then that club eventually just turned into, we would spend the first half hacky sacking, and then we would start playing bump out basketball.
Yeah.
And then eventually everybody just wanted to do that the whole time. Mm-hmm. I think maybe that Mr. Z might have been making a little money on the side selling us hacky sacks, I think, which is fine. That's a good hustle.
Yeah.
He was a great PE teacher.
What's your favorite Ardenwald memory?
You know, in that Hawaii trip was great. The Mr. Houle was my fourth grade and my sixth grade. No, he was fourth and fifth grade. And both years, we went to a field trip to Eagle Creek and the Bonneville Dam and got to go. It was just, I remember that being really fun, being in the creek and finding some sort of critters, salamanders or crawdads or something.
Yeah.
So those were really great. Mr. Hull was awesome. And all my teachers were really great here, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was style or fashion like when you were a student?
Yeah, I feel like it was still graphic tees. I wasn't the most fashionable student. We were pretty, I had pro wing Velcro shoes because I was a little late in learning how to tie my shoes.
Yeah.
I figured it out now. It's under control. But me personally, yeah, I didn't have the most fashion sense. Everybody wanted, just like now, everybody wants like the whatever the popular brand is. Usually it's overpriced just for that brand name. And I've always been a little bit wary of that. So, yeah. But that was still going on. I mean, that's always been going on like that. And a lot of those fashions are still coming back now. Yeah. Like my kid wants JNCO jeans, which are, those were big in the 90s. That's when I was in, you know, middle school and junior in high school. So mm-hmm. It all comes back around.
How has the school changed since you were here?
Well, that building is pretty state-of-the-art, which is nice. But you know what? I think a lot of things don't change. I think the teachers that I've met still are very passionate, and I think they're really great. Mostly it's just the physical location. I think the vibes are pretty similar whenever I come back here to do, like I'll come to do, I'm a screen printer. I make t-shirts, and sometimes around Halloween season or the Harvest Festival they have, I'll be here printing on tote bags. And like this, it's really a similar feel to when we had different after-school activities back in the day. So it's really great.
Yeah. What's one thing you learned at Ardenwald that you still use today?
You know, I'm more likely to use the simple math that I learned at Ardenwald than I am to use the calculus I learned later. So that's good. Mm-hmm. I do still need, you know, simple fractions pretty regularly.
Yeah.
So that's nice. But really, like a lot of school is just about learning to be social and learning to deal with people and learning to have a structured schedule and like to like just kind of deal with something that being in one place for multiple hours, it's, you know, a big part of life is just being able to sit in one place and not be, you know, now with my phone, I'm now addicted to my phone just like everybody. And I can't do any, I'm, oh, 5 seconds of silence, I better start scrolling. But
yeah.
So I want to go back to those easier days when it was just about coming to school and being with friends and, you know, playing some soccer.
Mm-hmm. What was the coolest movie, song, or game?
I remember one time I got in trouble because there was a cartoon called Thundercats, and my friends or everybody would run into the bathroom to wash their hands and jump up in the air and shout, you know, thunder, thunder, Thundercats. And I never did that. I was a good kid, so I wouldn't do that, of course. But I remember getting in trouble for all that noise they were making. And we had, I don't know if you have still have the book. You get your name in the book, which was a dreaded book that really wasn't really on your permanent record, but we all were afraid of being in the book. And I think I might have gotten in the book for this, and I was, yeah, was quite an injustice. I was pretty upset about it.
Well, thank you for coming. It was good to see you.
Thanks. Hey, do you mind if I ask you a question?
Sure.
Hey, do you want to podcast more in the future? Is this something you enjoy doing?
I do want to podcast more in the future because this is, yeah, really fun.
Yeah, it's really fun. You can start a podcast on anything. Mm-hmm. But I have a podcast that's specifically about Star Trek The Next Generation, mm-hmm, and I wondered if there's a topic that you know a lot about that you would focus your podcast on.
Beyonce.
Uh-huh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you would go over like through her albums, album by album, you think?
Yeah, probably.
And then like review her some of her live shows and stuff? Yeah. Nice.
Or like I'd review like how her children or like how her and her husband like first met or something.
Nice. A whole episode just on those specific things. That's great. Podcasts are great because you can get really dive into one specific thing or just say like, oh, it's about fast food.
Yeah.
Or whatever. You can just be like, it's about anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Well, I hope you stick with it. Good to meet you.
Good to meet you, too.
Campbell turned the tables on Serenity there at the end. Nice job by her becoming the sudden interviewee. Up next, before we take a quick break, Waylon and Preston sit down with Courtney White, who spent a majority of the 90s as an Ardenwald All-Star. Get ready for some heartfelt discussions about her favorite teacher, favorite holiday memories, and was there really an Ardenwald secret sauce for the chicken nuggets?
My name is Courtney, and I was in kindergarten here for 1990, I believe, and I went K through 6, I believe.
What was your favorite food at Ardenwald?
Well, I really liked their chicken nuggets, and there was like this special sauce. I don't know if they have it anymore, but it was like a mixture of like a sweet and sour barbecue. And then, gosh, the turkey gravy with the mashed potatoes and a roll was always good.
What was your favorite subject?
Reading. I think a lot of the teachers put a lot of emphasis on reading. I was in Miss Pohlschneider's class, and the reading nook was always my favorite place to be.
What was your favorite teacher?
Her name was Mrs. Scherrier. She was my kindergarten teacher. She just had a vibrant light about her and was really sweet. And I enjoyed the holiday bazaars. We always had a winter wonderland here where the choir would sing. I remember actually having, there was deer here and ake walks and a lot of fun stuff.
Which grade did you most enjoy?
I would say my kindergarten year. I really liked her, and That's when it was all fun and games before the hard work starts in first grade.
And the hard work is just beginning on this special centennial celebration of the Proud to Be NCSD podcast. Oh, but who am I kidding? This isn't hard work for me at all, because it's Ardenwald students taking over interviewing duties as they catch up with special alumni guests. So far, we've heard from two former students who attended Ardenwald in the 80s and 90s, but our alumni also stretch back further to an era before video games. And even before kindergarten.
And listening to some of the other people, we didn't have kindergarten, so I kind of feel cheated. I didn't learn to finger paint, I guess.
But up next, an interesting visit with a special guest who never went to Ardenwald, but his dad sure did.
So I have a little bit of a unique experience having had my dad be the principal here, and I got to follow in his footsteps.
Among other special guests, meet a former Ardenwald principal's son, and what he remembers most about visiting dad at work at this special school.
I remember loving going in their classroom when I got to come over with my dad, and wish that my classroom in my elementary school would have had that reading loft. They made it really comfortable with lots of pillows, and it was really kind of a fun place to get work done.
Grab a pillow and make yourself comfortable as we continue to travel back in time and celebrate Ardenwald's 100th birthday. Right after this.
Are you looking for a job right now? Looking to work in a fun and supportive environment with great pay and a rewarding career? The North Clackamas School District is hiring. We're currently filling full and part-time positions. You can work and make a difference in young lives and education as a classroom assistant or substitute teacher. Apply to work in one of our school cafeterias, where our lunch staff serves up big smiles with great food every day. We're also looking to hire before and after school caretakers, custodians, and bus drivers. In North Clackamas, we promise it won't take you long to learn why our employees say they're proud to be in NCSD. Apply today on the North Clackamas School District website or call 503-353-6000. That's 503-353-6000.
And welcome back into this centennial celebration of Ardenwald Elementary School. And as we mentioned before the break, not all of our current students today are interviewing former students. Tim Oberg was never officially enrolled at Ardenwald, but he spent plenty of time around the building after school when his dad was the principal in the 1970s. As fourth graders Esma and Lena found out, Mr. Oberg Jr. might have been having more fun than Mr. Oberg Sr.
My name is Tim Oberg, and I actually didn't go to Ardenwald, but my dad was the principal here at Ardenwald beginning when I was in fourth grade, and so that was 1972. His name was Jan Oberg, and I think he was principal here for about 7 or 8 years. So I got to spend a lot of time in the old Ardenwald building, in the gym, in the classrooms, and I knew all of the teachers and a lot of the students that were here too. So I have a little bit of a unique experience having had my dad be the principal here. And I got to follow in his footsteps, and I was a principal for about 20 years. And now I've come around full circle, and I'm filling in here for the end of the school year and teaching here. And so it's really a unique experience for me to get to teach again in the same building where my dad was principal. Well, not the exact same building, but Ardenwald Elementary School.
When you were a kid, what did some of the classrooms look like that you went to?
The classrooms here were really interesting because it was another building, and it kind of looks like this building, but it was one level. But the structure of our current building is kind of reminds me of it. When you walked in the front door, instead of looking at the courtyard, that's where the gymnasium was, straight in from the front door. And off to the side of the school, side over here, were some classrooms that were built afterwards that were no longer there. So there was different kinds of classrooms here. There were really some old-fashioned classrooms with high ceilings, and then kind of some separate rooms off to the side that you had to go outside to get to that were a little bit more modern. But the current building was built to look a lot like the old building, which is really neat.
When you visited classrooms, did you learn anything?
Well, since I didn't go here as a student, I would say no, but I'll say yes also. There were some really special teachers that worked here, and there was two teachers that worked together, Mr. Green and Ms. Polschneider. And I think they taught fourth and fifth grade, but they team taught, and they taught together. And they had built a reading loft in their classroom. And I remember loving going in their classroom when I got to come over with my dad, and wish that my classroom In my elementary school would have had that reading loft. They made it really comfortable with lots of pillows, and it was really kind of a fun place to get work done. So I really like that about their reading.
What was the style and fashion like when you went to Arnwald?
Oh boy, it wasn't good at all. it was probably not that different from right now. Kids wore jeans and sweatshirts, and I still have an Arnwald Elementary t-shirt. It doesn't fit me anymore, but I still have it. And it was the All-Stars at that time. So fashion was pretty casual back then with jeans and sweatshirts and t-shirts.
What subjects did you like the most or least?
Well, personally, as an elementary student, I loved math a lot. And I also liked reading. And I'm gonna say that what I remember about Arnwald, even though, again, I didn't go here, but knew the teachers, that they were really big on reading. And again, Mr. Green and Miss Pohlschneider's classroom with the reading loft, and there was a teacher named Miss Erickson, who was a primary teacher, and she was all about reading. So that was a really huge emphasis. And I remember being interested in reading because a lot of the things I saw here at the school where my dad was principal.
When you went to the school, did you visit recess or make any good friends?
You know, it's interesting. I don't remember any recess because I would have been at my own school going to elementary school. But I did have a lot of friends that went to Arnwald Elementary School. And even though they went to Milwaukee High School and I ended up going to Rex Putnam High School, I played sports with them in the community. We bowled at Milwaukee Bowling Alley just down the street together, and I played sports against them. And so I can say to this day that I have a number of good friends still that went to Arnwald, like Jim and Doug Hopple, like Lee Wycombe, like Scott Sellover, some names that if anyone hears this, they'll know who those people are, like Nick Lane, all Arnwald students that I got to meet because my dad was principal here, and I'm friends with them a lot of years later still.
Did you have a favorite teacher, and what made them special?
Well, you know, since I didn't go here and I didn't have a teacher, but I loved a lot of the teachers, and I've mentioned a few of them already. I'm going to say Miss Erickson was my favorite because later in life, my dad and Miss Erickson got married, so she became my stepmom. And so, even though my dad is gone now, her name is Judy Erickson, or Judy Oberg now, she's still around, and I love her. So I'm going to say she was my favorite teacher. So,
thanks, Mr. Oberg, for joining our podcast.
Oh, I appreciate it. It was my pleasure, and I'm just really thrilled to be able to, at this end of my career, to be able to come back and teach in this building. And it's especially special because it's very personal to me. So thank you very much. You did a wonderful job.
You're welcome.
Esma and Lena did a wonderful job, didn't they? Up next, our two interviewers stay on the mic and turn to Debbie Lytle, who roamed Arnwald's hallways in the 60s and really loved the musical twist her elementary years took. Take a listen.
What's your name and when did you go to Arnwald?
My name is Debbie, and I was a student here from first grade to sixth grade from 1962 to 1969, I think.
What did some of the classrooms you were in look like?
Well, the one I really remember was the fourth grade room because it was the old library, and it was kind of shaped funny. Had little corners that you could go sit in.
Did you have a favorite teacher and what made them special?
I think my second grade teacher was Mrs. Johnson, and I liked her. I remember learning cursive with her, although I could never do cursive handwriting very well. And I loved my music classes.
Did you have any class pets?
Any class pets? I don't think so.
Do you have a really good, funny memory you could share with us?
One of the things that we did every year was a potlatch. I don't know if you guys do that now, or we did that, I think it was fourth grade. And we'd study the local native Indian, and then we would have a potlatch when everybody would bring something. We had to make gifts to give to everybody. And that was a big deal, and we did it in the outside gym.
What style and fashion was it like in Arnwald?
Well, girls were not allowed to wear pants at all, ever. And boys didn't wear jeans or sweat. It was much more formal than it is now. Like these would be your play clothes that you change into when you got home from school. you dressed up a little more.
What's a thing you learned at Ardenwald that you still use today?
Oh, I learned how to play the violin. I learned to sing. Music was my big thing. In the first through fourth grade, music classes were just, we'd call all first graders into one room that had a piano. We'd all take our little chairs in there, and we'd sit and sing for 20 minutes or so. That was our music classes, like from there till fourth grade. And the room was crammed with kids. You get that many kids singing together, it's pretty fun. And then in fourth grade, we had the opportunity to learn to play the violin. So yes, I'm going to do that because it's going to get me out of my other classes. So I played violin through seventh grade, and I became a music teacher.
Thank you for coming.
And while Debbie went on to become a music teacher, our next guest couldn't believe one of his former Ardenwald teachers from the 60s even recognized him 40 years later. Waylon and Preston visit with the very engaging Bill Haugen. And while we apologize for the occasional croaks in the audio, you'll love the story about how Bill once brought a frog into the school. And what happened next?
Hi, what is your name and what year did you go to Ardenwald?
My name's Bill Haugen. In those days, I was actually Billy. And I went here from, I think, 1964 to maybe 70. And listening to some of the other people, we didn't have kindergarten, so I kind of feel cheated. I didn't learn to finger paint, I guess.
What was your favorite teacher?
Ooh, I had two favorite teachers, actually. Mrs. Howe, Debbie Howe, super nice and caring and understanding and all that. And funny story, I've been teaching at Milwaukee High School for a long time. And, I don't know, maybe 15 years ago, we started inviting the elementary teachers to our graduation. And in my robe and helping seniors get lined up, she comes up and she goes, Billy Haugen. It's like, who are you? It was Mrs. Howe. She recognized me after 40 years or something. And my other favorite teacher was Mr. Matsioka. And that was really cool because in those days, there were not a lot of male elementary teachers. And so that was kind of a cool role model to have. He was my sixth grade teacher. A funny guy, too.
What was the best memory of Ardenwald?
Ooh, well.
What I really liked, I think, the first day of school every year. It was fun to see everybody
because a lot of times we wouldn't see people over the summers. And then I really enjoyed the last day of school, too.
We would take a field trip to the beach, a one-day trip. And then my sixth grade year, we had sixth grade here, was outdoor school. And that was so much fun. There would be high school counselors and stuff. And it was a
really cool experience.
What was your favorite food here that you had at Ardenwald?
Ooh,
my favorite food at lunch was wiener wraps. And I don't know how they did it, but I still try to make wiener wraps.
And they never turn out as good.
Have you ever had a class pet?
You know, I remember bringing in a frog one time, and we put it in a big box, poked holes in the plastic wrap, and somehow it got out and it went underneath the radiator, I guess, for warmth, and
that was it.
I liked first grade a lot, I think, because the whole school experience was new, and every grade kind of, it had its finer points.
I think sixth grade was probably my favorite because of outdoor school,
and plus you're sort of like the big kid on campus, and you had more privileges. I got to be on safety patrol.
Thank you for joining us.
So much for the frog becoming Ardenwald's new mascot, but it is time to jump ahead to our final interview on this centennial celebration of the Proud to Be NCSD podcast. Serenity is back to close things out with Justin Mayhew, who attended Ardenwald in the early 90s, and we saved this one for last. Because as Justin says, what's better about elementary school than spending time with your most memorable friends and your most memorable teacher?
What's your name and when did you go to Ardenwald?
My name is Justin and I went to Ardenwald from 1991 until 1994.
What was your favorite school lunch?
My favorite school lunch has to be the turkey with the mashed potatoes and put it into a roll. So good. Still crave it to this day.
Did you ever bring a lunch from home?
Yeah. Yep. A lot of times I did.
Were there any treats or snacks?
Sometimes. If it was close to Halloween, yeah, there was always a little treat that I earned somehow, some way.
What was your favorite thing to do on the playground?
Soccer. That was a lot of us boys would run around and get completely muddy and filthy.
What do you miss most?
Every day was coming to school, playing with your friends. That's kind of how I looked at it. I loved coming to school, being with my friends. It didn't matter what we were doing, whether it was math, reading, writing. It was always fun to be with your friends.
What's your favorite memory?
Favorite memory? I've got a lot of them. I mean, it all kind of goes back to the being with my friends, playing. So I went to 4th, 5th, and 6th grade here, and I had the same teacher all 3 years. She was probably the best teacher I've ever had to this day. The impact that she had on me and how to approach school, she really helped that. So that's probably my biggest memory.
Well, thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
And a special thank you to all our guests today helping us celebrate Ardenwald Elementary's 100th birthday. Rob Campbell, Courtney White, Tim Oberg, Debbie Lytle, Bill Haugen, and Justin Mayhew. And especially our student interviewers, Esma, Lena, Waylon, Preston, and Serenity. Just like their mascot, they are all truly Ardenwald All-Stars. We hope you enjoyed today's special version of the Proud to be NCSD podcast. And here's to Ardenwald Elementary and to another 100 years of love, laughter, and lifelong learning. Thanks for listening to the Proud to Be NCSD podcast. In North Clackamas, we know that education is a community effort, and we're so thankful that you and your family are a part of our community. Until next time, remember, there are always great things to see wherever you go in NCSD.